Today and this past weekend have been observed to be very heavily saturated with news. This is partly because the spread of COVID-19 has continued to skyrocket. Many countries are seeing staggering numbers. We're seeing in the US that 10,000 deaths have been confirmed due to this virus. But we're not going to talk about some of these subjects. Most of them are very interesting as well. I could talk about Lady Gaga's $35 million donation in support of the vaccine for COVID-19. Or I could talk about the tiger in New York City Zoo testing positive for COVID-19. I could even talk about the fires around Chernobyl that are being fought by Ukrainian firefighters that are exceeding radiation levels. But I won't, because these news lines and these stories can all be summed up in the descriptions that I just gave you. You see, there's not many details to them. But I want to bring you something a little bit different. Something about a leader, a country, and how coronavirus is being fought there that I thought was extremely interesting, as we can see parallels with another country. So, if you don't already know, my name is Kevin, and I'm the host of this podcast, and this is the only podcast hosted by me. And you are listening to
A Mention with Kevin.
So I wanted to make this 69th episode a little bit more special than the others. We've been talking about most of the headliners for the daily podcast in regards to what has brought the most attention because of COVID-19. Today would have probably been the fires around Chernobyl or that tiger I talked about in the New York City Zoo. But I'm more interested in a story that is coming out about a leader, one that actually happened last Saturday. What happens when one leader is spewing lies and false information to a whole nation while his own advisors won't even back him up or support him? Well, health officials are bracing for the worst and a president is sending mixed messages. Sounds like the situation in the United States, but you're wrong. It's what's happening in Brazil, where President Jair Bolsonaro was found himself increasingly isolated from the rest of the government in the battle against the spread of COVID-19. From belittling the virus as a little flu to making public appearances in crowded settings, Bolsonaro has downplayed the risks of the virus while actively encouraging Brazilians to get back to work, a position that has put him at odds with the Minister of Health, Luiz Henrique Mandetta. Other members of his cabinet, state governors, and a growing segment of Brazilians are against him. Does this remind you of somebody who wanted to, let's say, end the lockdowns of coronavirus on Easter so everybody could enjoy Easter dinner together? Or who even said that coronavirus couldn't kill as many people as the seasonal flu? Yes, there's a lot of similarities between Bolsonaro and Trump. While Mandetta, the health minister, has called for physical distancing, Bolsonaro has focused on the economic impacts of the virus mitigation measures while also questioning the science. This week, Facebook and Instagram actually removed posts from Bolsonaro on grounds that the content was harmful after he questioned social distancing measures and promoted an unproven treatment for the coronavirus. Two important members of the same government are saying different things and are at odds with each other. And the way that he's acting is almost identical to Donald Trump. As of Friday, Brazil had more than 9,000 cases and 359 deaths, according to an ongoing tally by the Federal University of Bahia. Both numbers growing rapidly. Based on the university's estimates, there could be more than 20,000 cases by the middle of next week. And the peak could come sometime toward the end of April. The country began its quarantine measures on February 7th that got progressively tighter and declared a national emergency on March 20th. By the end of March, 58% of the country was practicing social distancing, according to Brazilian technology company Incoloco. Videos on social media in recent weeks show some Brazilians taking to their balconies, banging pots and pans to protest Bolsonaro's handling of the situation. There they were chanting, "Bolsonaro, out." In a country with millions of people living in impoverished and unsanitary conditions, who are unable to stay at home and are worried about their livelihoods, public health experts worry about the cumulative impact of the president's message. We have two enemies, the virus and the president. I really don't know which one is worse. Some Brazilians have begun posting online. Bolsonaro was elected in 2018 riding a populist wave with a promise to stand up for the working class Brazilians and a clear mandate to help the country recover from economic stagnation. He was essentially going on the platform, if you remember, about redeeming the government from being corrupt. He really wanted to be like Trump, an outsider coming into the government to clean it up. Analysts say, having not met high expectations set for the job creation and wage growth, Bolsonaro's opposition to quarantines and lockdowns has more to do with the economy than public health. Taking in a position of coronavirus skeptic has allowed Bolsonaro to bolster his image as a defender of the poor and working class, who are concerned about their jobs if efforts to slow the virus down shut the economy, said analyst Oliver Stuckel, an associate professor of international relations at the Getúlio Vargas Foundation in Sao Paulo. He sought to create the situation where he's the kind of defender of the poor against the deep state health officials who are imitating the World Health Organization, but have no idea what's going on here in Brazil, said Stuckel. He said Bolsonaro is looking for the next election 2 years from now, when his position against quarantines and physical distancing measures could play well if the country's economy woes worsen because of the virus. Bolsonaro can say he has always against those measures, Stuckel said. He must assure voters there's a culprit, and that culprit cannot be him if he has a chance at re-election. But Stuckel said Bolsonaro is realizing his bet that people are more concerned about the economy than the health implications of coronavirus may not pay off. So acute was the public backlash to Bolsonaro's comment spin in the favelas, the sprawling slums in some of Brazil's major cities, the locals and criminal gangs have taken to hiring their own healthcare workers and imposing their own curfews to combat the spread of the virus. In spite of the president's efforts to minimize the threat from the virus, the public is heeding warnings to self-isolate, a feeling bolstered by images of near-deserted hotspots like Copacabana Beach. A close ally of Donald Trump, both politically and ideologically, Bolsonaro's change in tone has mirrored the American president's recent shift to apparent acceptance of the virus as a serious threat. Most don't think Bolsonaro has had a change of heart about the severity of coronavirus in Brazil. So the idea of impeaching Bolsonaro has been floated by some political opponents, but it doesn't seem feasible or realistic. There would need to be protests in the street, an impossibility given the current physical distancing guidelines, and the process would take months of political hearings and committees, something politicians can't afford at this time. The question is what to expect the public holds Bolsonaro responsible if bodies start piling up on the streets because of botched response to the virus. The most immediate challenge may be the fate of the health minister. Mandetta could get fired because Bolsonaro is envious of his popularity, or he could resign. The fate of Brazil lies in Mandetta's hands, and it also relies on how Bolsonaro will act. It's something that is extremely interesting, and again, it's one of those things that we'll have to wait and see how this takes place. Will the country continue the spread of COVID-19? Or will they listen to their health minister and by heeding his guidelines be able to curb this spread and see the farce that is their president, Bolsonaro? Let me know and sound off in the Twitter sphere. Remember, you can hit me with a mention at Kevin_Hobie. I want to thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. I hope you really enjoyed it, about this little deep dive that we've had about Brazil. If you like this episode and you enjoy this podcast, please consider subscribing or liking it on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. If you want to check out more of my content, you can check me up at YouTube at Kevin Hobie or under the name Studio Kevin. Don't forget to floss and brush your teeth. Remember to social distance, wash your hands, and stay inside as much as you can during these times. Stay safe, and I'll see you on the next episode. Good night.